All right, I'm back, but I'm not alone. You know, it's funny how that works. It's like magic. But on the line with me, I got my brother, my buddy, my friend, Mr. Cliff Wheeler. What's going on, dude?
Not much. What's happening, Brother Cos?
Just happy to be here tonight. Happy to be here. And I don't even know where to start because, you know, you and I, we chat, well, a little bit more than occasionally, but you've had a busy summer. I guess that's probably, or I'll say a busy 2019, and I think we'll start there. Seems like you guys have definitely picked up the momentum here in 2019.
Yeah, it's I was actually reflecting back on that a little bit today. It's man, just everything that's gone on this year, you know, starting out in January playing a sold out House of Blues at Myrtle Beach, and then the following week doing a great show in Raleigh with our dear friends, the Nashville Nonprofits at the Poorhouse Music Hall, and then the tour and a couple of showcases at South by Southwest, and yeah, we haven't lit up much. It does look like we're going to slow down a little bit here at the end of the year, but that's okay too.
We're not going to blame that on old age, are we?
Oh, no. Okay. As a matter of fact, I had sort of been contemplating just resting the month of December. There's so many holidays and stuff, and then at the last minute, we started thinking about trying to put together a little short run tour while the guys are out of school for their winter break. And so I started working on it this morning, and it just sort of fell apart. So I think right now we're back to maybe just in December doing a couple of either short runs, like where we can just go do a weekend somewhere, or just doing gigs that we can commute to and come back home.
Cool. And you've had the opportunity here over the course of the last year. I mean, you've had the ability to play with a bunch of MMR artists over the last year too.
Yeah, we have. We've made some great friends through the Music Mafia Radio and great organization. And of course, you know, one of the highlights was going down to Atlanta, and I had met a lot of the Music Mafia Radio staff and team, but I hadn't met Godfather. That was meeting Rick in person was really, really cool. And he's way taller than I thought he'd be.
Yeah, the stilts threw everybody off. It worked out really good for him. And I've got to admit, I mean, that to me was one of the things that I was looking forward to was Rick finally getting to meet you and the rest of the band and Mitch and the Nashville Nonprofits. And, you know, we all got to meet Shane Black Cadillac Kings and Rob O'Mara and Wallet Kane and Nathan Ames. And I mean, just Atlanta wasn't long enough. I think that's the only way I can put it. And I was talking to Tammany earlier in the week, and I mean, hell, she's already planning 2019. So I think we're gonna add some days to it so that we can hang out with folks, because that was the one thing that I think I felt I got shortchanged on is there just wasn't enough time to have meaningful conversations with the 80 jabillion people that were there.
Yeah, I get that completely. And a longer event would be cool. It'd be nice to have some little jam sessions pop up. I know you and I talked about that, but it was just it was pretty much moved from one event to another event to the next event. So it was the time was pretty jam packed. But what a great event! And I've been to several of those types of events now, and especially considering that was the inaugural event, man, it went off really, really well.
Yeah, I got to agree. Tammany did a great job, and you guys got to do more than just hang out, because you guys got to take the stage as well.
Right. Yeah, and that was a blast. What a beautiful, beautiful theater. And it was like I said, it was a great experience all the way around.
It was a lot of fun, but just a ton of great music. And we had that all weekend, the pre-party on Friday, the award show on Saturday. And it was cool, you know, and you know, what most folks don't know is you and I just hung out just a few weeks beforehand. So, I got two doses of CWB in like less than a month, which is highly unusual for me.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you got to see both sides of us, the unplugged and the electric side.
Yeah, and speaking of unplugged, you surprised the hell out of me this past weekend because I knew you were going down for World Sober Music Day. But the last I'd heard, you were going down and just going to do a solo gig. And then, you know, Fitty turns on the video. And number one, you're not solo. But number two, Gary's playing an acoustic guitar, which I don't think I've ever seen on stage before.
Yeah, he just, so the way that came about, and you're exactly right. I had when Debbie and Jason and about coming down and doing a set for them. I mean, first of all, let me say what an awesome event that is, and the purpose it serves is just is remarkable. But I was like, I can go down and, you know, just do a solo set, just being an acoustic guitar. You and I, and it's like you said, we talk more than just occasionally, but you know, I had sort of been kicking around the idea of doing a little bit more of that. And so I said something to the guys about it. I think first Gary said, was, you know, that he'd go. And then Garrett and Johnny said, yeah, man, we'll do it too. So I was like, well, let's just go down and we'll just do an unplugged set. And so the way we got to doing a bunch of those unplug sets is, you know, we had a member change in the band. Johnny Handy's now playing drums for us. Great, great young man that we're super proud to have in the band. And, but right after he came on board, he had to go out and, he was actually working in Los Angeles for a couple of months. And so we were, without a drummer. And, we didn't want to just sit on our hands for 2 months. We like getting out and performing. I mean, that's really what it's all about. And so we just sort of regrouped, and I reached out to venues that I knew that we could do unplugged shows at that would go over, and you were one of them. And so we just did a whole series during the summer of unplugged shows. And we got after Saturday night's gig, and listen, Jason had done a live stream, and we could we found the live stream, and I gotta say, I'm pretty proud. I mean, you think our songs would translate to acoustic that well, but they really do.
No, they do. And Fitty and I had the opportunity, what was it, the end of June, beginning of July, to catch one of the unplugged shows, and the stuff. It does translate really well, but I think it's that whole style. It kind of rides the fence in terms of, you know, what would it sound like electrically, what would it sound like acoustically? And it's a different sound, but it translates really, really well. And the bit of the show Saturday that I was able to catch, and I'm trying to remember which song it was that caught my attention. I almost thought it sounded better acoustic than it did electric. And I'm trying right now to remember, but you know, that was Saturday and today's Thursday, and I've slept since then.
Yeah, me too. Every morning is a new day.
Yeah. So go ahead.
I was going to talk about Gary's guitar. So Gary had tried two or three different acoustic guitars and just couldn't find one that he was happy with. And then he honestly had forgotten, I guess, sort of the way I understood it, that he had this old Alvarez. And so he took it, I'm going to put a plug in here. There's a great luthier guy, does all of our setups on all of our guitars, a guy named Dan Dinkins is local here, who does an awesome job. And so Gary took that guitar to him. It's an older guitar. It was an acoustic electric, but they completely changed everything, put an active EQ in it, active preamp, completely set it up and where it plays nearly like an electric guitar. I mean, the action's really low. And Gary was like, when we finished that one, he was like, okay, we can do unplugged gigs now. So that made me happy.
Wow. He's actually excited for unplugged gigs, because that wasn't the story that he told me the last time.
Oh, yeah. That. Yeah. Now up until now, he has not been a fan of the unplugged. His unplugged is, you know, two Marshall half stacks instead of three.
Right. So, right.
That was his unplugged.
And only half the pedal board.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, I mean, you guys have been doing a bunch of the acoustic shows. You did the full blown thing in Atlanta. The album's been out now for a little over a year now, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It was May 16th of last year.
Damn, has it been that long?
It has been. It has been. So you guys producing new music?
Well, I always think that we're always due for some new music. You know? Yeah, if you ask me. But and we're going to get there. I'm going to let folks try and figure out exactly when we're going to get to the new single.
Yeah.
So, you know, you've told the story a number of times of the first album, but how is the second album in, well, almost a year and a half? I mean, how's it been received and how's it doing?
Really well. I'm still, the streams are still solid. The downloads have slowed down a little bit, but still, you know, I get notifications that, you know, getting downloads on a fairly regular basis. The hard copies, have slowed, but I still pick up, you know, some of them going out. You know, I get an email from the company that I work with as far as doing the distribution. And, you know, now, you know, every 4 months, 4 or 5 months, I'll have to ship them a few more CDs. But it's done really well. It's been really well received. You know, the couple of songs off there have got us invited to, well, initially to the Carolina Country Music Association Award show last year, and then Son of a got us invited back for this year. So really proud of the album, really proud of both of them. I think we sort of zeroed in on the Cliff Wheeler Band sound more on To the Bone. And but really proud of it. I'm really proud of the songwriting on both of them, but especially on To the Bone.
Well, and you mentioned the Carolina Music Awards. Yeah. Grabbed a crystal at the ISA Awards, if I remember correctly.
Right.
And then you're heading to Dollywood this weekend, I hear.
Yeah, we're leaving in the morning. We're up for 4 Josie Awards. It's funny, man. Everybody calls us a different genre. The Josies called us, we're in the Southern Rock category. So we're up for Southern Rock Band of the Year and Southern Rock Single of the Year. And then, as I understand it, Album of the Year is all genres. So we're up for Album of the Year. And then also Entertainer of the Year at the Josie Awards.
I'm not surprised by any of it. By any of it at all. I mean, it's one of those albums, you know, we all know how patient I am. When you guys start talking about new music, I just kind of sit back and twiddle my thumbs and wait. Well, I really don't, but as soon as we got the album, I started listening. And you're right. Number one, I think you guys have really dialed in to that CWB sound, even to the point where you can mix the two albums live And it would be hard for somebody that's not familiar with which album, which songs come from. But you guys have done a real good job of just having that really consistent, yeah, whatever you want to call it, Southern rock, outlaw rock, outlaw country rock, Danzig meets Skinner, you know, what whatever you want to call it. It's a great sound. And you know, we've had the opportunity, Fiddy and I think Atlanta was the fourth time that we've been able to catch you guys live. Every show's been great. Of course, two of those, you were playing with Nashville Nonprofits. And I mean, you guys, it's almost like a match made in heaven with you guys and NMP, because different kinds of energy, but the two styles really, really work well together.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think we do too. And it's funny because definitely two very, very different styles, but I think they complement each other. And we just did a show here in a suburb of Raleigh a few weeks back at Locked and Loaded, had an awesome crowd with the NMP. And then, I'd have to get the calendar out, but the end of next month, we're headed back out for another Nashville run, and we'll be playing The Pond in Henderson. Is that right? I have to get my calendar out and look. I around Nashville.
I thought I saw a Murfreesboro show, but again, nah, I mean,
they're doing a Murfreesboro show, I think, this weekend.
Maybe that's what it is. I get to hear Hillbilly Casinos live this weekend, and I'm just a little bit excited about that.
Oh yeah, that'll be cool.
Oh dude, and you know, I mean, Mitch, this is all about you, but we can talk about Mitch for a minute. I mean, Mitch definitely, other than the fact that he's one of the nicest people that you'd ever want to meet, he has turned me on to so much great music over the last couple of years. And we're going to hook up with the Hillbillies this weekend, and hopefully I can get some music that we can play here. But, you know, the way that and you've done shows with Nashville Nonprofits, with Zuzu Welch, Drown Hounds, when you just played with Jason Ray this weekend. Yep. and Night Owl Country Band.
Yeah. Well, the Night Owl Country Band did not make it. Somebody got sick and couldn't make it.
Okay.
But also, and it was really cool to hear Jamie Lynn Vessels Tuesday night. Debuted her Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
And see, I played with her. We played with her in New Orleans while we were out on tour. And so it was really cool. While you were playing her, I was actually chatting with her online, and we're going to try to hook up and do some more stuff together too. So that was very cool. She's a great artist.
We'll talk about that whole Texas trip, because you guys went down and did Texas Indie Fest. Here's what I'll say. You get to Texas. We're going to talk about another one of our buddies. You finally get to meet up with FC Westcott.
Yes. What a great guy. And we've stayed in touch and communicate occasionally, not quite as often as you and I do, but yeah, I stay in touch with him. And yeah, what a great artist and just a great person. And you know, that's the thing, man. It's important to surround yourself with people, good people, like you mentioned, Mitch, and then and Jamie. I'll throw her in that category, that are also supportive. And you know, we're all in this together, so we're all pulling together. And So we did a tour. We left and we went out. The first stop was in Nashville with the Nashville Nonprofits. Then we did a solo gig in Memphis at Growlers the next night. And then we went down into Mississippi and spent a couple of days in Mississippi and played Jim's Joint, which is where we recorded the live parts of Sunova at on a previous trip down. And then from there, we went down and hooked up with Jamie Lynn and played Checkpoint Charlie's right downtown where everything's happening in New Orleans. They were great hosts. And then we had one night off and headed over to Texas and to Austin and played the first night. We played a showcase at the Eureka downtown, and then the next night we closed out the Texas Indie Fest, which was really cool. The Nashville Nonprofits and then the CWB were the last two bands to play, so we got extra long sets, which was really cool. And so we got to play a few extra songs, but it was a great trip. But I'm gonna tell you, man, they got this pollen that comes from these little cedar trees down in Texas that will ruin you. And it really kicked in the second day we were there. And man, I took every kind of allergy pill and nose spray and everything you can think of, just trying to be able to get where I can breathe enough to be able to sing. But yeah, we had a great time. It was a great tour.
Yeah, and it was fun to kind of follow you guys. That, you know, it's the great thing about indie music these days is we get the opportunity. I can sit here on my big butt here in Colorado and follow you guys and see how things are going. That Texas Indie Fest was cool. We just had our first Colorado Indie Fest here, and I've been able to poke, for those of you listening, I've been able to poke at Cliff a couple of times because you know, we went up and I was excited because we finally got to meet FC, and yeah, Whiskey Kate was playing there, and in between bands, I almost gave myself whiplash because all of a sudden I'm hearing this really filthy guitar that I'm used to hearing, and there's Cliff Wheeler Band playing in between the acts, and that was kind of cool.
Oh, that's freaking awesome. Yeah, that was you made my day when you messaged me that. That's very cool. You know, and those guys are, you know, you got to love what they're doing, putting these indie festivals together. We're actually headed down in 3 weeks to St. Augustine, Florida. And everybody tells me I say it wrong. But, yeah, we'll be playing Florida Indie Fest. As a matter of fact, we're closing out that show as well. And so we're excited about that. And that will just be a one-day festival in St. Augustine.
Yeah, they, you know, for the first one here, they did a great job. I think they probably kind of hosed themselves a little bit in picking the weekend that they did. And you know, hopefully, Jeff, I already hear the rumblings that we're going to get year two out here. So, you know, just letting musicians know, you know, there is going to be a Colorado Indie Fest next year, and I'll be there, and I like to listen to music, especially, I don't know, Cliff Wheeler Band, maybe.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, man, we'd love to get out there to Colorado. Of course, you and Miz have been on us about getting out there. It's just, you know, with the boys being in school and stuff, it's hard to find the time where we can make a run of that distance. You know, on a 10-day run, you know, I'll put it this way. Our 10-day run out to Texas ended up in turning into an 11-day run, and not on purpose. And it's just a long ways to go to get back, you know, when the guys got to be in school. But we will work our way out there eventually. You know, we've got lots of friends out there that we want to come see and plug for. So we will definitely make it a concerted effort to get out there.
Well, there's only about a half dozen local artists out here that if I were to mention your name, they'd want to put something together.
Just, and we're just all about that. You know that.
Just a few of them. All right, so I'll tell you what. Let's take a little break here because we've been going on for a minute, and still to come, I got brand new music from Cliff. But right now, probably, well, no, there's no probably. This is my favorite song off the first album. Here's Cliff Wheeler Band with Long Gone. I've got Cliff on the line. We'll be back in a few. Some of the filthiest guitar you will hear anywhere. Gary Orlando, Cliff Wheeler Band, Long Gone. Dude, I don't know what it is about that song. It just, every time I hear it, the volume's got to go up to like 13 automatically.
Yeah, that's a fun tune, man. That's, we love playing that one live. Well, to be honest with you, we love playing all of them live. There's none that we dodge of the ones that are on the regular rotation. But yeah, that's a fun tune. That's a fun tune.
So
while we were gone, my media staff informed me that the pond is in Franklin, Tennessee. So I stand corrected.
Oh, is that what we're calling him, your staff?
Yeah, that's my staff.
Wow, he's got an official title and everything. That's cool. All right. And yes, we still have new single from Cliff. But before we get to that, you've got a youngster in the group that is, in addition to doing CWB stuff, kind of branching off and doing some of his old stuff. What's Garrett doing with his music these days?
Yeah, actually now we have two young guys. When we got back from the tour, Mike decided he's a great guy and we love him, but that just wasn't for him. And so we picked up Garrett, as you just mentioned, has his own band that he has in Wilmington, where he's going to school down at the University of North Carolina. And he was, so when Mike said he was leaving, Garrett said, I want Johnny to be our new drummer. And so we gave him, we said, well, we'll give him a shot. So we gave him a little time to work up. When I say a little time is like a week or 10 days maybe to work up, not the full set, but a few songs. And he came up and he got out in the barn and we jammed. And we could see that it was going to work. So we're really happy to have him on board. But yeah, Garrett is continuously writing, continuously recording. He's got some really good songs. Sometimes I wonder how much school he's actually doing by the amount of music he sends me. But no, it's all good. It's nothing for me to get up in the morning and come down and, you know, turn the coffee maker on and pick up the phone and there's a new song that Garrett sent me. And, you know, he does it all right there in his at his house and on his computer. And he comes up with some good stuff. I've shared a little bit with you, but, you know, I've really been prompting him to try to go ahead and get some stuff to where he thinks is quality enough to share with you guys. But, yeah, it's like you said, you know, I think you told me one time that, yeah, he's one of those guys that'll be remixing, you know, 2 years later, you know. And,
yeah, Uncle Kaz tried to tell him, you know, you just got to get to a settling point with some of this stuff. And I know he will at some point. And gee, if you're listening, dude, I'm still waiting. That's all I'm going to say. I'm still waiting. All right. You know what you made me think of? You know what I didn't see when we were hanging out? I never made it out to the barn.
You know, I thought about that right before you called. And I, honestly, I can't believe we didn't even get out of the barn. I mean, I've got a keyboard out there and everything. We could have had a little jam session. But I can't believe that we were here and you never made it out to the barn. But there'll be other opportunities.
Yes, yes, there will. Maybe sooner than later. We'll see how that all works out. All right. Yeah. So we've talked a lot about the Cliff Wheeler Band, but here in the last few months, you've done some different kind of writing. Why don't you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. I got to give credit where credit's due. I mentioned earlier the Carolina Country Music Association, and the people that put that on is Colonial Media, and they own, I think, like 21. I think it's 21, maybe 22 now. I think they added one last week. Radio stations, primarily up and down the Eastern Seaboard. And I'm not telling any of the artists that are listening out there anything that they don't know, but the FM world, just generally speaking, is not very receptive of indie artists. But the people that own Colonial Media, Christy and Jeffrey, I'm going to have to say this slow, Andrelanus, are the exception to the rule. And they actually embrace the indie artists. And they've been very supportive of the Cliff Wheeler Band. And so Christy and I talk occasionally, and she was reviewing some of our music, and she actually told me, she said, you need to write some pure outlaw country stuff. And, you know, and we've sort of been on that border between outlaw country, southern rock, country rock. And so, I thought, you know, what the heck? Yeah. I mean, I've always been, you know, a huge Willie Nelson fan. And when I was growing up, I listened to, Willie Nelson and AC/DC with equal fervor. And so, you know, I've always sort of not been nailed down into listening to one type of music. And, so honestly, she was sort of the catalyst for me, writing some different kind of stuff. And so, went down to, the island, by myself, which is typically when I want to write. That's what I try to do. I try to get away and just have some solitude, and it just seems to work better for me that way. And so I went down to the island, I think maybe on a Wednesday or something, and I spent Wednesday and Thursday and was supposed to stay through the whole weekend by myself, and then was writing some stuff but wasn't really making any progress. And then I think I'm getting this right, Melanie called, and she said, look, I'm sort of thinking about coming down. I was like, yeah, come on. And so she did. And I think she came down Friday, and so we spent Friday evening together. And then Saturday morning, I got up, and I keep a running list on my phone of if a little sound head that I think would be cool in a song, I'll just open up my notes and I'll write it down. Or some of them are just subject matter that I feel like I could write a good song about. And so just all kinds of little notes and stuff. And sometimes even if I get a guitar lick, I'll record the guitar lick and save it. And then, so I had not really been getting a lot accomplished the first few days I've been down there. So I got up that Saturday morning, and Melanie had gone out to walk the beach, which is one of her favorite things to do. And so I got my guitar out and I got my phone out, and I just opened up my notes, and I saw it was just two words. And it was one that was a subject matter, and the subject matter was sober again. And I was like, let's see if I can do something with that. And so I had that whole outlaw country, Willie Nelson kind of thing in my head. And man, the song just flowed out. Honestly, it just flowed out. Once it started, it was probably 15 minutes. It was done. Arrangement, solo, lyrics, it was done in like 15 minutes. And I find that not all of them, but some of my better songs really come that way when they just start flowing, they just pour out. And that's what this one did.
Very, very cool. And so it's a completely different sound than anybody would have. So anybody who's become familiar with you with the Cliff Wheeler Band, folks need to understand this is like something totally different. And even in terms of how you recorded it, it was different as well too, right?
It is. So what I did after I had the song, we were out in the barn rehearsing or getting ready to rehearse. And so I told the guys, I said, "Hey, I got something I want to play for you. I got a new song I want to play for you that I wrote." And, so I played it for them. And at the end of it, Gary looked at me and said, "Man, you just need to do that one just like that. Just do it by yourself. You don't need to add anything to that song." And so, and Garrett agreed. And, Garrett said, right then, he said, "But you got to let me co-produce this for you." I was like, "Okay." And so, we went back into the studio where I recorded the first two albums, Hourglass Studios in Wilmington. And, it's just me and acoustic guitar. And you talk about things going fast now. we got to the studio at 10. That's when it opens. I think I played the guitar track three times and sang it two, maybe three times. And that was it. We were out of the studio by lunchtime. And, it just went really, really quick. But, one of the things that has remained true about the way that this Cliff Wheeler Band does stuff with this song too, is, I'm not a believer in overproducing. I like for it to have a little rawness to it. And I think we did a pretty good job of capturing it. I let a couple of people that I really, really trust and value their opinions listen to the first mix, and they almost had exactly the same response. But I don't want to over-explain the song. But anyway, the only thing that was said that was maybe during the guitar solo, we could put either a violin or maybe a little bit of harmonica way low in the background. But I really wanted that vibe of this is Cliff sitting in your living room playing this song for you. And so at least for now, it's strictly me and acoustic guitar, a one take kind of deal.
And it came out great. So this is what we're going to do, folks. Cliff's going to play for you in your living room right now, because I had the honor of being able to say, I love saying these words, but this time it means a little bit more, because I have heard the song a couple of times. Matter of fact, you played it down on the island when we were down there. So I get to say, for the first time here on Music Mafia Radio, I don't know, now my voice is going out on me too. Here for the first time on Music Mafia Radio, Cliff Wheeler with a brand new single, and it's called Sober Again. We were talking in the background. All right, there you have it. Brand new from Cliff Wheeler, Sober Again. And dude, I fell in love with it the first time you played it. It's been really kind of cool to hear it finally come to fruition. And you got a few others too, right?
We do. Yeah. And I do. I've got a couple others along the lines of that, but also the CWB, the full band's going to go back into the studio, hopefully in November. The studio actually is moving. Well, they should be moved and back up and running in the next week or so. But we've got another Cliff Wheeler Band song that's more along the lines of what everybody's used to, but it is a little bit different too. It's a little swampier than the Cliff Wheeler Band stuff's been, but it's a really cool tune. We've played it live and it goes over really well. So we're excited to get it in there. And then, I'm sort of trying to decide whether we're going to do, I know we're going to drop another single this year. I'm trying to decide whether we're going to do a full album next year in 2020 or just every couple of months release a single. And I'm struggling with that right now. I can't make my mind up. One time I'm like, I want to do an album. And then I'm like, it makes more sense just to do singles. So I go back and forth.
But doesn't everybody struggling with that right now, trying to figure out what that magic formula is?
Yeah. Well, you know, the physical CDs just don't sell that much anymore. So, so the market for that is greatly diminished from back when we were young. And it seems like maybe you can stay more relevant by dropping singles every couple of months. But I don't know, man. I like albums. So, like I said, I go back and forth, and the band has had a lot of conversations about it, and I don't think I'm the only one that goes back and forth. I think everybody's sort of in the same boat on that.
Well, just don't tell Fitty the whole CD thing, because she'll have a fit.
Yeah. Well, we did do for the single. I did do a limited run on those, and. So we'll be making those available on the website. Speaking of which, we just completely revamped the website. So go out there and check it out. It looks really sweet. www.cliffwheeler.us. And it looks really sweet. Ron Stoppenhagen, my old college roommate, is our webmaster, and he did a great job.
Your staff.
Part of my staff.
Part of your staff. Yeah.
We are a band of family. You know that, Cause.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
We are, and look, there's not enough money here to be paying everybody big bucks to be doing all the stuff that has to be done. So, so I am deeply appreciative of all the people that work to make the Cliff Wheeler Band what it is, because I promise you, they're the most underpaid people in the world.
Well, them and the folks at Music Mafia Radio, but...
Yeah,
we definitely feel the same thing here. Yeah, so I'm over here, and I asked Gary if that was a new tour bus, but he never really told me.
You know what the tour bus is.
I know what the tour bus is.
Yeah, you know what the tour bus is. It's a 99 Ford E150, but we do have a nice used trailer now, so the fleet is growing. So yeah.
Oh, cool. That'll make things a little less cramped. A little less cramped.
Yeah, we might have actually be able to put the back seat back in the van now.
Oh, wow. Wow. So everybody would be comfortable then. That's cool. All right, yeah. So God, what else have we got to talk about? It seems like I'm missing something here. I mean, we've talked.
Oh, we haven't talked about Sutler's Road.
All right. So tell me, we got to debut that. What was that, last week?
Yeah.
Tell the world what you thought the first time you heard that song.
Oh, man. I was intimidation. man, they nailed it. What an awesome collaboration. And, the bar has been set very high. So, honestly, a little bit of intimidation. But, we're going to give it the old college try and see what we can come up with. I have not got my song yet. But I mean, just what a cool, cool thing to do. And with some awesome artists, I mean, I'm honored just to be included in it. And I got to say, man, I never listened to Danzig very much, but last couple of trips when I've been driving solo, I pulled up some Danzig. So they said that was the vibe they wanted. So I'm gonna do my best to give it to them.
And I was just going to ask if Nathan had given you any clue stylistically, because, you know, I know the whole idea in his head behind the project is to take artists and kind of pull them out of their comfort zone a little bit. And, you know, the first time that I heard Seedfall, I was actually – I couldn't wait. Typically I'll wait. And just listen on air, but I couldn't wait. I listened, and I mean, Rob just vocally, it was just absolutely incredible. And then everything that Nathan had laid down underneath it was perfect. And
yeah.
And then you've got John KT, who's a pretty damn good producer in and of himself. So
you think?
Maybe just a little bit.
Man, it's a I'm excited to do it. It's going to be fun, and the it definitely got me out of my comfort zone. And I ain't even heard the song yet, but I'm anxious. Let's say it that way. But it's going to be cool, and we'll just when we get the tracks, we'll do the best we can with them. But this is sort of what the Wheeler album was intended to be. I had had the idea, you know, we've talked about this before, of getting a bunch of my old musician buddies together, and I've always been a songwriter, and so I'd write a bunch of songs, and then I'd get different people to come in and play, and I just couldn't make it work as far as the logistics of it, and mainly about getting the people into the studio and out of the studio, and because everybody's gigging, and you know, you can only do it on the evenings and weekends, and so the logistics just didn't work out like I had wanted to. I mean, we did have we had one extra player on Wheeler, but this was really sort of what I had thought about for the Wheeler album, was doing something similar to what Nathan is pulling off, but Nathan's making it work, and that's the difference. I got a little frustrated and said, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're just going to take this core group of people and do it. And the little thing that's a little bit different is I had already set aside the studio time and had committed to it. And so, it was use it or lose it. And, we just went with what we had, which now I'm very grateful for. But yeah, Nathan's making this work, and just awesome.
Yeah, I was going to say, as a listener and a fan, I'm pretty happy he got frustrated. It worked out well for us. Yeah, but this whole Settlers Row thing, because it's you and Mitch and Jason Ray Welch and Holly and McCall and of course Rob. It's been really kind of cool to see the artists, number one, because you guys stylistically are all so different. And then for Nathan to say, well, I'm going to take them out of their comfort zone. But, I didn't get the idea that Rob was really that uncomfortable, because it just, that was Peter Gabriel Genesis before anybody even knew who the hell Genesis was. It was that good.
Yeah, he nailed it. There is no doubt he nailed it. And that's what I'm saying, as a, first as a songwriter, and lyricist, he set bar pretty damn high, but you know, I'll just do the best I can, and I'm sure everything will turn out fine. But yeah, what a great song.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so let's see. I'll tell you what we'll do. Let's take another break, We'll figure out if we get anything else to talk about. This is probably from your fan base perspective, probably one of the most fun songs that you guys have done. So here's Cliff Wheeler Band with Ode to a Hater. We'll be back in a few. I've got Cliff Wheeler on the line. You're here Thursday night, Music Mafia Radio, Cosmic Debris, whatever the hell it's called. We'll be back. Ode to a Hater. To a Hater. All right, so we were talking Sudler's Row in off the air, and I was halfway through a thought. And one of the things that I don't think we talk about enough with that Sudler's Row project is the fact that that was actually recorded in three different studios. Drums in one, all of the stringed instrumentals in another, and Rob doing his vocals in a third one. But John somehow just made it sound like they were all sitting together having fun, having some Tito's and recording the song.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? The technology today is incredible. I mean, with Pro Tools, it's exactly what you just said. You can record something in your basement in Colorado and Dropbox it to me, and then I can pick it up and do my part right here. I mean, it's just really, really incredible. It's not like the old days when you're like we were talking about, you're up to your waist in cut tape. But I mean, it really makes life, it makes it possible to do what us indie artists are doing. And the indie music just keeps getting better and better and better. I mean, the quality of the recordings, the everything, the songwriting, I mean, the difference between the indie artist, the upper level indie artist, and the corporate label artist, there's just not that much difference anymore. And there used to be a huge difference.
Well, yeah, production wise, they're absolutely dead. And yeah. I would make the argument that there is a gap between the commercial FM stuff and the indie stuff, but the difference is the indie stuff is turning out to be much, much better and much more real music than the crap that we're hearing on FM. But I'm not going to get up on that soapbox tonight.
Yeah, well, the thing is, even with the FM of today, let me say this differently. As an indie artist, you have so much more freedom to be an artist than you do with being on a major label. You know, everything you do on a major label, you have to, if you have a song that goes, all of the Cliff Wheeler Band songs, I don't know, you've probably noticed, now Sober Again isn't, it's an exception, but most of the Cliff Wheeler Band songs run from 4.5 to, I think our longest is 7.5 minutes long.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Yeah, and that would never get on the radio today, on FM radio, terrestrial radio. So as an indie artist, and the thing about those songs, I don't write them just to be long. I write them and arrange them the way I want to hear them. And so I write them for myself first and then just hope that other people like them. But if you're on a major label deal, you're going to be in the 2.5 to at the most 3.5 minute range. And, it's restrictive. So there are advantages to being an indie artist.
Well, yeah. And if you're on the major label, I don't know that you ever get the opportunity to record Sober Again, because it wouldn't be that Cliff Wheeler Band sound that the label be pushing for.
Yeah. And so many other people get involved whenever you're, when you're on a major label. You know, early on, we got sort of a testing the waters offer, I'll put it that way. And I'm not going to call it the label, but it is a major label. And they sent me 4 contracts to review. And I sat down and read them, and man, it was like they owned everything. Yeah. I mean, everything, including my back catalog, which there was no way I was giving that up. And so, you know, I talked to the guys in the band, and we just decided to, you know, we're just going to stick it out and go on our own for a while. You know, obviously we'd all like to have financial success, but not at any cost. Let me put it that way. And, so we're very happy that we went the direction we did, but back to the technology thing, which is where this started, is today's technology has made this all possible. Literally today, I've had, just because, you know, we announced that there's a new song dropping, you know, there's internet and terrestrial stations, literally around the world, from Australia to South Africa to France to Germany to the Netherlands, have reached out just today wanting to the new song. And I mean, you think about that, that's pretty mind blowing.
It is, but it's so much fun to hear you talking about that, though, because I mean, you guys have created this sound that is just infectious, and you're one of those people. You know, all I've got to do is mention your name within earshot of other artists, and their first thing is number one, the music's really cool. Number two, would love to play with him. Number three, he just sounds like a really cool guy. You guys have built this image, and you know, it's kind of funny because you know, I'm looking over in the show chat, and everybody's talking about Filthy. You know, they're talking about Filthy and that damn guitar, and I mean, you guys have been playing together forever, but you guys have built the sound, and somehow you've been able to slowly get the word out. I can remember you talking about, was it streaming in Ukraine? I mean, you got like a 90, oh, yeah. 95 yeah. cent check or something like that, but
yeah,
it is.
Yeah. We there's actually a couple of Eastern Bloc countries that, that we get royalties from. Now, granted, they're minuscule, but yeah, it's sort of crazy to see that stuff happen. But back to 50, man, to Filthy, my brother Gary, and that's the way I introduce him every night. Man, what a joy to, he is enjoying this every bit as much as I am. And that's saying something. You know, we both beat our heads against a block wall for years and years and years on the Carolina circuit, and you know, and we did some cool stuff. I mean, you know, we did some national acts, opening acts for some national acts and stuff like that. You know, so we did some cool stuff, but we were always sort of in the shadows and never really got much recognition, but for this to happen now is just amazingly cool. And I got to say, it makes it extra special. The last few shows that we've done, there's been some people that were really big on the North Carolina music scene and to a certain level on the national music scene that have showed up at our performances. And and approached us after the shows were over. And man, that is just so fulfilling. You know, it just makes it worthwhile. So yeah, we're having a blast, man. And anybody that hasn't came to a show and seen Gary play the guitar behind his head needs to show up at a CWB show. That's all I'm going to say about that.
He is, I'm sitting here and I'm trying to think. I mean, he's definitely probably one of the top three guitarists that I love listening to right now, just because he's got a great sound. He's got a great mind in terms of being able to build some really incredible lead guitar stuff. And, you know, and he's my buddy. And you know, it's not very often I get to give a musician a nickname that sticks, but Filthy seems to have hung on to it. So, and you guys do. The shows, and what Cliff said, if Cliff Wheeler Band is playing somewhere in the area, and I'm using a pretty big circle on the map, you guys have got to get out and check it out. It's one of the most fun shows that you'll ever hear. And I think we were talking about it more off air than we were on air, but the acoustic shows are kind of proven that the music works either way, either with the full band, full electric, or with the acoustic stuff. So don't feel, well, it's an acoustic show. It's going to be every bit as good. I promise you. I've had the opportunity. So get out there and check them out. And you know, sometimes they've got these boys from Tennessee in tow with them that are they're pretty okay themselves.
Yeah, as we say, they don't suck.
I almost put the interview, we did this last year, the year before, I almost had the two of you on together so the three of us could chat, but then I was like, nah, I already did that.
Yeah.
But, you know, you guys are just proving that the whole indie thing really, really, really does work. And we're in your corner here at Music Mafia Radio, you know, I'm in your corner for sure. So what have you guys got coming up here in the next couple of weeks? Do we need to get the staff get your staff involved to give you the dates?
It's the next couple of weeks are pretty easy. So like I said, we're not performing this coming weekend. We're headed out to the Josie Awards. But the following Friday night we'll be at back where you saw us at the Oak Island Pub and Deli, which is a really cool little venue, jam-packed, probably holds, they just put an addition on, even with that, maybe 100 people?
Yeah, maybe.
But it is a fun gig, and it's really laid back, and that will be unplugged. Then, let's see, the weekend after that, we're playing in Lee County, North Carolina at Gross Farms on a Sunday afternoon. That's a full band electric show. Now this one's going to be cool. So this is going to sort of be a hybrid show. Actually, Garrett's going to open the show with Johnny, and they're going to do an unplugged set to start the show doing Garrett's tunes. We never mentioned the name of Garrett's band. It's Sailfish. C-E-L-L, two words, Sailfish. But they're going to open up the show and do an unplugged set. And then I'm going to do about 15 or 20 minutes with me and an acoustic guitar solo. And then we're going to get up and we're going to do an hour and a half, the full-blown Cliff Wheeler Band electric show. The following week, we're at Dog Rose Brewery in St. Augustine, Florida, for the Florida Indie Fest. I think we go on at 11. We're closing the show. I think we go, or maybe it's 10:30. I think we go 10:30 to 12. And then we've got the next weekend off, and then we're out in Nashville with our great friends, the Nashville Nonprofits. at the pond in Franklin, Tennessee. I'll get it right this time. And that's all I can remember right now. But that's doing pretty good going by memory.
Not only doing really good going by memory, but you guys are busy as hell. And that's a good, I mean, it's a good thing. And again, I mean, you're everywhere from Tennessee, North Carolina to Florida in a period of like 2 months.
Well, we're, I like to say we're preaching the word of the CWB, and, that's what we're trying to do, man. I mean, the only way you can do it is you got to get out there. You can't just, this is for the aspiring artist out there. You just can't play the same two or three places. I mean, if you really want to get your music out there, you just can't play the same two or three little clubs every 6 weeks. You got to get around and spread it out. That's how people pay. That's why people pay attention to you.
Yeah. I had this conversation with another one of my North Carolina musician friends who everybody would know if I mentioned his name, and I'm not going to. And his advice to anybody trying to break in is you take every gig wherever you can find it. Some nights there's going to be three people. Some nights there's going to be 300 people. But you got to get out there and play. And you can do all the stuff you want to do in the studio. Get out there and play, because that's how you're going to connect with people. And you guys are definitely, definitely doing that. All right. Yeah. Go ahead and tell folks. I think we'll go ahead and we can get this thing wrapped up, because I honestly can't think of anything else. We talked about Atlanta. We talked about the Josies. We talked about CWB. Filthy got in there. G got in there. We did the song. Yeah, I think I'm good. Give everybody the information where they can find Cliff Wheeler Band.
Okay. So the new single at 12:01, so in just a few hours, will be available anywhere that you buy music. As far as keeping up with the Cliff Wheeler Band, like I said, please check out our revamped website at www.cliffwheeler.us. Facebook is Cliff Wheeler Band. Instagram is Cliff Wheeler Official. Twitter is @MacWheelMusic. Oh, man, did I miss any? I think that's pretty much all of them. But pretty much if you Google Cliff Wheeler, you're going to find us. And look, I can't leave without saying this. You know, we got our start at Music Mafia Radio, and you guys have been such a great support group, honestly, for us. We've made friends. I feel like I'm part of the family. I can't thank you enough for all that y'all have done for us. To be able to give Rick a hug in Atlanta was pretty special, I'm not going to lie. But thank y'all so much for all that y'all do, not just for us, but for all of us indie artists. We appreciate you more than we can ever say.
Well, thank you, my brother. And you know, it goes both ways, because being on this side, it is a really fun ride here, and it is because of groups like Cliff Wheeler Band, Nashville Nonprofit, Zuzu Welch, the Settlers Row Project that Nathan's going on, and a whole bunch of others. It is a family here. It is very much a family here, and we're always rooting for you guys. And you know, I mean, some of my best friends in the entire world are associated somehow with Music Mafia Radio. I didn't give Rick a hug. You know, I didn't do that. I respected his space. I didn't give him a kiss like Mitch did either, but, you know.
Yeah, I wasn't going for the kiss, but I gave him fair warning when I knew he was going to be in Atlanta. I'm just going to be honest with you. I'm a hugger, dude, so get ready. Here it comes.
Yeah. No, and again, Atlanta, I can't wait for 2020. I did get a chance to chat with Tammany a little bit on Monday, I think it was. And she's already planning away, and there's going to be some more cool shit going on in Atlanta next year. And we're going to expand our vacation time so that we can have time. That was the one thing I didn't like about Atlanta is, you and I talk, Mitch and I talk. So, it's not like I felt cheated there, but to meet folks like Nathan and Rob O'Mara and Holly Nicole Combs and got to meet Cat Beach for the first time. I felt like I never got the chance to be able to stop and really talk because I get distracted. There goes somebody else that I need to meet. So,
I completely get that. Cat Beach was one of the people that I had on my list of people that I wanted to meet, and somehow we never crossed paths, which was unfortunate.
Well, there will be next year. All right, my brother. Let's see. Oh yeah, let's see. Okay, Ron. Okay, I'm just making sure that I'm not ignoring anything. Nobody had anything in the chat. All right, my brother. I'm excited to hear that the band's going in the studio, so I'll be keeping an ear out for that. Give Mel a hug, and give Jake an extra treat for me.
You got it, brother. Thank you so much.
And we'll do this again, but something tells me that we'll be talking before we do this again. So everybody. I'll be back in a few. I'll say hi, but I'm going to say goodbye to Cliff off the air. Here's Cliff Wheelaband with This Old Hat. I'll be right back.